Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents.
I hear the word of the Lord saying that you have the ability, or maybe are walking in the areas, or this can be a potential of something that you can walk in concerning your giftings and your talents. I hear Father God saying you're a natural born builder. Father God says you have the ability to build things. You have the ability to prosper things. I hear Father God saying even in the areas of banking, Father God says you'll be a top teller. You'll be excellent at private banking, even high client banking. So I hear Father God saying you're one to take authority in whatever you do. You'd be a wonderful church official. I don't know if you're in ministry or you've been entertaining ministry. I hear Father God says you have the ability to compose things. Father God says you have the ability to control things. So in saying this, you'd be an excellent composer, whether it's of music, whether it's of art. I also hear Father God saying you may even want to take a look at even the areas of financial advising, for Father God says you have the ability to be a financial expert. I also hear Father God saying areas in the areas of government. Father God said you'll be excellent. You would excel in the area of government, politics. Politics, don't shy away from politics or politicians. You may even want to entertain in studying this. I even hear Father God saying mathematics, ministry. Father God says you're one great organizer, whether it's in the office or in the pulpit, whether it's at home. Father God says he's given you the gift of organization. I also hear Father God saying because of the giftings and talents he's placed in you, you're truly the builder. So wherever you choose or whatever you choose to do, you have the potential to build. I also hear Father God saying in the areas of real estate, Father God says you have the ability to lead many. I hear Father God saying you'll be a great trainer, one great teacher, one great facilitator concerning real estate, land, properties. I'm even hearing Father God said you'll be an awesome property manager. So Father God says if these are some areas that you've desired, some areas that you've studied or considered, continue to entertain these. For Father God says you're also a great philosopher. You have the ability to begin to get into the deep of a situation and then begin to dissect it and bring it together for prosperity and wealth. And in the areas of land and property, I even hear Father God saying you're one that would be also a great real estate broker. So continue to look into these areas. And even I'm hearing Father God saying because you love to assist, I hear Father God saying a great police officer, even someone who prepares taxes and or repairs. Because of the area of the areas of the philosophies, and even Father God speaking of the public official, Father God says you'll be one to help police others' our lives, to lead them, to guide them, to instruct them in the way that they should go in any area of life that you may choose to. And that is the word of the Lord.
And so the Lord further says that as you integrate yourself with me, as you integrate your mind with the things of the Spirit, I will cause you to step into a season of great authority, and people will turn to you for leadership and respect and decisions. For the Lord says you will exercise authority according to the higher things of the Spirit and according to my divine plan. And you will see that God said, I'm going to place you into positions of authority and even command. And as long as you see me and keep your hand and keep your eyes and your heart stayed on me, I will make thee a commander. As you keep your eyes on me, your Father, the commander, the chief of your life, you will succeed and your success will be unlimited. For the Lord says that I will make thee a living example. I will make thee a living epistle of how to work the laws of manifestation through prayer, through meditation, and through visualization, but also expectation. For the Lord says, I will give thee assistance, and I will raise thee up. And you will see that you will step into a time of great application. For the greater the good I have called thee to walk into, I have called thee to move into the greater good of mankind and to raise them up. For the Lord says, you are a master. You are a great leader. You are a master on all levels of expression. And you're going to have a chance to help many more work towards that good. For the Lord will say unto thee that you would give your skill and your leadership to mankind purely for the goal of building the kingdom, for the goal of building my plan and my purpose. For the Lord says, you're called to be a builder. You're called into situations which have been broken down and they need revitalized leadership. For the Lord says that a challenge will be a light thing for you, but for others it will be a hard thing. For I put a power in thee. And as you allow me to guide thee, as you allow me to work through you, there is nothing that you will not accomplish for great power and great authority. And I will bring great anointing upon thee, and the healer shall come forth out of thee, saith the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths, never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you're placing your love at. Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily. You must pray daily. You must think daily. And you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground. $44 into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers is going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Thank you, Sister Gwendolyn Brown, for moving in faith. I want to talk to you more on a one-on-one. Peace and many blessings.